This is IGN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Capcom reveals planned updates for Dragon's Dogma 2. It's Tuesday, March 26th, and this is IGN News. Capcom has revealed planned updates for the recently released Dragon's Dogma 2. The headline here is the addition of the option to start a new game when save data already exists. Inexplicably, Dragon's Dogma 2 does not include this option, although modders have already brute-forced it into the PC version. Elsewhere, Capcom said it will boost the number of Art of Metamorphosis items available at pawn guilds to 99. Art of Metamorphosis lets you edit your character and is one of many day one microtransactions Capcom is currently selling for real-world money. Meanwhile, Dragon's Dogma 2 on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S will get various graphic and performance options, including a toggle for motion blur and ray tracing. Crucially, Capcom will add the option to switch frame rate to either variable or max 30 FPS. Players have criticized Dragon's Dogma 2's frame rate, which Capcom has said is linked to stress put on CPUs by a large number of NPCs. It's worth noting that Capcom said the motion blur and ray tracing toggle will not improve the game's frame rate significantly, but meaningful improvements are coming further down the line. To all Dragon's Dogma 2 players, Capcom said in its statement, "We're planning to release patches including the following updates and fixes in the near future, and we'll release them as soon as they are ready for distribution on each platform. Thank you for your patience and support." Despite a controversy over microtransactions and a backlash to the game's performance, particularly on PC, Dragon's Dogma 2 is the biggest launch for a single-player Capcom game on Steam, with an impressive 228,585 peak concurrence over the weekend. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you're playing Dragon's Dogma 2, be sure to check out IGN's interactive map, our walkthrough hub, and our guides on pawns and pawn specializations.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.